you know, we used to think that we're in a sleepy little town down here, but it's certainly become a lot more than that. And with Charlotte as the engine that's causing a lot of our growth, we're certainly responsive to all the issues that go on, not just in York County, but our region as well.
The fact that so much of what is happening in your area is driven by Charlotte, as somebody that's trying to manage a county that is growing as fast as it is, but it's in another state, so you're dealing with another state government. How difficult is that to get the people in Columbia to understand what sort of pressures you're facing up this way?
It is difficult any time that you're dealing with just the intrastate issues. It's difficult because of the pull from different areas, both from a financial standpoint as well as just communications. But it compounds the issues when you try to get Columbia, who is the capital and where our state legislative body is, to understand the issues that we have dealing with North Carolina, an entirely different state. Of course, with the water transfer question that we're facing and other issues of growth, it's important to us. And so we're constantly working with our state legislators to take that message back to Columbia so that they will be aware of what's going on in York County. And as we grow, we're becoming a lot more noticed in South Carolina because we're the at the top of the counties that of growth and for industry as well as for houses.
Well, things are going well for York County right now in terms of growth. At the same time, that does create its own set of headaches, doesn't it?
It does. You have to understand how to manage the growth, and what we've done is, I think, put in place a land use plan to help us to look out into the next 15, 25 years, what we need. We're looking at our infrastructure, our road. We have a 1 cent penny sales tax to go directly toward our roads, which has really helped us stay above the curve with the transportation of getting commerce around. And I don't want to brag, but I think that we're ahead of the curve a little bit. Try to at least keep up with it, if not keep ahead of it.
It seems one of the areas that you really have to be concerned about is education, and with that growth, the need for more facilities, more schools, and crowding issues. What's being done to address that right now?
Well, that is a concern. We don't want the growth of the residential houses to take over our schools. Population is an issue. So we're doing several things to address that. In the Fort Mill area, of course, they have impact fees at $1,000 per house goes directly to the schools. We're also communicating with the school districts to make sure that their schools are sited in the right place. It's going to be interesting to see over the next year or two how the new state law is going to affect the schools. We're moving from a property tax to a sales tax. And that's taken away a little bit of control from the local school district. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to affect them. It's part of the managing the growth process that we're all going through. And I think the key is to make sure that we keep open communications with the intergovernmental agencies and everybody knows what everybody else is doing, where the concerns are, and what we need to address and look out for each other.
What is the relationship like right now between York County and, say, Mecklenburg County? Is the relationship a good one?
It is. We're a member of the Regional Economic Planning Committee and have been for a while. That's part of 16 counties, and four of those counties are in South Carolina. The remainder, 12, I think, are in North Carolina. So that's enabled us, I think, to work together to not be competitive against each other necessarily. We've reached a point where we need to have more dialogue with each other and not be quite as competitive as we have with each other. And that would be certainly one of the things that I would work toward trying to accomplish.